Coming up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM, big basketball news out of the Big Ten, a shocker today. We'll kick it around. Also, we will give you an update on what's happening at regional golf as far as Iowa and Iowa State is concerned. Isaiah Moss news. We'll talk golf with you. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, will join us live from Bethpage Black, the PGA, the 101st edition, getting started on Thursday. It's all coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. On this Monday, we welcome you in a mostly sunny Monday here to the Gym Class on KGYM as we come up on 3 past the hour of 3. Scott Unash, Mark Dix, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Kyle Mann, our producer here for this Monday. We are presented each day by our good friends over at Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated, and a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch to grab the game. To catch the game, I should say, after work, bring the family in for an affordable and delicious meal. They do a great job over at Third Base. Stop on by, tell them Mark, Scott, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Great to be back with you, and thanks to Kyle for sitting in on Friday and actually doing double duty on Friday as I had other duties as assigned over the weekend, right? You kind of put that out there yesterday.
I couldn't resist.
I know.
I'm glad you made it through the weekend. You got your eldest son married. Terrific ceremony and reception.
It was a good reception and ceremony.
Makes for a long weekend, but you're back.
I'm back, somewhat refreshed, but not really refreshed. But it was a great wedding, and yeah, we had.
Here's your bank account.
I will be doing. I'll be doing the next 3 hour. No, Todd, just forget it. I'm sitting in. No, nothing like that. But yeah, it was great, and congratulations to Ryan and Jenna, and they will have hopefully a very, very good life together. Starting it off by going back to work today.
Yeah.
Up in Waterloo, Cedar Falls. Thanks for all the well wishes out there. I do appreciate it. And we had a great time throughout the weekend. But a lot to get to on the program here today, as it is a busy Monday for mid-May, as we had the news that broke earlier on today about the Big Ten basketball picture, both in Iowa City, but even, you know, hanging over that, what came out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's been rumored a little bit over the past couple years. He's tested the waters a bit. Some NBA teams have come after this particular coach, but it became official early this afternoon. John Beilein leaving Michigan and the Wolverine basketball program to move to the NBA, where he is going to be the new coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the latest college basketball coach to jump ship from the college ranks to the NBA. It has not always gone particularly well. We'll see how this one goes. I'm pretty shocked by this. I thought John Beilein was a college guy, but turns out that he's going to dip his toe into the water up there.
I was very surprised. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600, our Hertzine and Stocker Jeweler text line and our phone line. Beilein had a chance to, you know, finish out his career and be the Judd Heathcote of Michigan basketball. A long career, successful career, and he has that in his back pocket. Terrific. Michigan, if you remember back when Beilein was named head coach, Michigan wasn't very good.
No, they had gone down after the Fisher regime. It's been a roller coaster in Michigan because when you go back to Johnny Orr, I mean, Johnny had good teams back in the 70s at Michigan. And then they hit a lull, kind of came back a little bit with the Steve Fisher teams in there, although it wasn't Steve Fisher that was coaching that team. He took over, They had the Fab Five, of course, and then kind of went downhill a little bit. And then John Beilein came back in there, and they've been to several Final Fours in the past handful of years.
You know, you never know what's in a individual's head or a coach's head. Calipari has made the jump. We know Fred Hoiberg, close to home, went from Iowa State to the Chicago Bulls, and now he's back in the college ranks. And from what I've heard and read, Beilein aspired to coach in the NBA and maybe tired of the recruiting. I think that's a big part of it. I really do.
Is this another nail in college basketball's coffin, so to speak? What do you think out there? 319-366-1600.
You're thinking of the Bill Frieder area.
Bill Frieder, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Text line. Thanks for stepping in up there. We do appreciate it. Yeah, Frieder left, was going to take another job. And that was the famous Schembechler coming in and saying, we're going to have a Michigan man coach the Michigan Wolverines. So there you go.
I'm not on the college basketball beat, but all you need to do is pay a little bit of attention and to know that John Beilein was really media friendly. He was always approachable. He was frank in wins and losses. That's really a credit to him, in addition to being a hell of a coach. 6019 on the text line. Good for Fran. Spanked him like a disobedient child.
Yes, the last regular
Most
season
recently,
meeting.
Most recently, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but I think Beilein got a few good jabs in.
1405, I don't think John Beilein knows LeBron left for the Lakers last year.
It's going to be a project, certainly, in Cleveland. Let's don't kid ourselves about that. And like we said, college coaches have made that jump and have found out that pro guys don't listen to you, kind of like college guys, for the most part, do. There are a few college guys out there, of course, that are the exception to the rule, but it's a whole different ball game.
What if that lottery ball falls to Cleveland tomorrow?
Zion Williamson.
Hmm.
Then, yeah, you coach the Cleveland Cavaliers. There's no doubt about that. But that ball might not fall to Cleveland. We'll see how it plays out. Who's going to be the new coach of the Michigan Wolverines? Is this going to set a brand new carousel in motion as far as the college basketball world out there? We ask you that question today at 319-366-1600 as we come up on 10 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Jeff Goodman, who, of course, covers college basketball at the stadium, stadium.com. He came out with what is the best, well, he and his colleagues at the stadium came out with what is the best basketball job in the Big Ten? He was wondering where Michigan kind of falls. There are 8 different categories: history, tradition, media exposure, game atmosphere, budget/resources, recruiting base, facilities, selling pros, and admission requirements. Those are the 8 criteria for the best job, according to him, in the Big Ten. What do you think was number one?
Michigan State.
No. Not Michigan State.
Based on all those categories.
Yes. Michigan State was number 2.
Ohio State.
No. Number 3.
Michigan.
4.
Let me go down the list and skip number 1.
You get 5, I'm going to be
fair. Well, Nebraska has a great facility, but it can't be up there.
They're mid-pack.
Yeah.
Mid-pack. The Indiana Hoosiers are number 1, according to this. The Indiana Hoosiers. History and tradition, number 1. Media exposure, number 1. And up and down the line. Iowa, in case you're wondering. The Hawkeyes. And I thought this was a little bit low. 11.
Mm.
As far as best coaching jobs positions in the Big Ten. History, tradition, 9th. Media exposure, 10th. We're trying. Got to equal that out with Iowa State and UNI.
Facilities can't rank real high.
And Drake. 12 as far as facilities are concerned. Recruiting base is 14, and I told Alex and Kyle earlier today, I vehemently disagree with that. You think Iowa is the by far the worst state to recruit out of as far as big-time college basketball talent is concerned?
Not in recent years.
Not in recent years. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. And I base that on the fact that you've got Indiana as a 4 in recruiting base and Purdue a 10. And they're in the same stinking state. So figure that one out. Budget resources, 13. Game atmosphere, 11. I buy that. Selling pros, 10. That's been a hot button topic as of late. Admission requirement, though, 1. But that's on the other end of the spectrum, though. It's apparently, and I find that hard to believe, too, because Iowa has not been able to get all the recruits over the years into school.
Does that mean it's the easiest school to get into
apparently
in the Big Ten?
Apparently the easiest school to get into in the Big Ten. Do with that what you will.
Yeah.
So Iowa is 11. The bottom of the barrel is Penn State, just ahead of Rutgers. Northwestern 12, then Iowa 11. Yes, Nebraska is 2 spots higher in the basketball pool as far as Big Ten schools where you would like to coach than Iowa is. Interesting. Number 2 in facilities, though. Breslin Center, number 1. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in.
Yeah, a couple texts. 7854, who will coach Michigan? An assistant or someone like Billy Donovan coming back to college?
Billy Donovan is one of the 5 guys that I've seen today. He's, of course, pro coach. The other one, and this is the first one I thought of, Brad Stevens of the Boston Celtics. I think Michigan would be an absolute perfect fit for Brad Stevens.
Saw Shaka Smart's name?
Yeah, but I did see that. But Shaka Smart has really done nothing at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from one golden year at VCU, if you're Michigan, do you really want a Shaka Smart? We'll see.
Badger Mike on the text line is a Big Ten fan. Sad to see Beeline go. As a Wisconsin fan, I'm happy to see Michigan's return to the Tommy Amaker days.
319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on that. The other big story today, as far as college basketball is concerned, and that occurred much closer to home, as the continuing saga of our friend Isaiah Moss continues to revolve around the clock. And we did find out today that Isaiah was contacted by over 50 schools, but he has narrowed his choices down to 4. Many people reporting this today, including Derek Piper, who is the lead basketball reporter for IllinoisInquirer.com, because Illinois was at one time in the running, Mark. They are not in the running now. Of course, everyone at the end of last week was speculating that this was all because Isaiah Moss had a vendetta against Iowa, a vendetta against Fran McCaffrey, a vendetta against Eastern Iowa, a vendetta against the Hawkeye basketball world. Seemingly, that is not the case, according to his father, who Mr. Piper got in touch with earlier on. Just want to make sure. Mike Moss, the father of Isaiah Moss, told 24/7 Sports, 50 schools reached out to Isaiah. He has now trimmed it down to 4, Arkansas, Arizona State, Kansas, and Oregon. Visited Arkansas this past weekend. He's visiting Kansas right now. And let me find the quote here just to make sure I get this absolutely right. Mike, this is according to Mike Moss, Isaiah's dad. Quote, when Isaiah decided he was going to transfer, and he loves Iowa fans, man, the best. They treated that boy with class. But once he put his name in that transfer portal, we didn't understand the overwhelming response he was going to get. We didn't know everybody across the country was going to call this kid. It shows a lot of respect of what he's capable of doing, and it's really given himself a sense of confidence. But now the real work starts, and we got to focus on finding the right fit. Goes on to say, he really wanted to stay close to home, but he didn't want to disrespect Iowa fans by getting back in the Big Ten. He has a fan base for life with that school. Iowa State was the same. He couldn't go either because of that. He also has all the respect in the world for Coach McCaffrey, unquote. So there you go. I take it Mike Moss at his word that that was the case.
Has Moss's stock risen since he played at Iowa, or is it just the fact that some schools like Kansas, Arizona State, Oregon have an immediate need right now for a guy like Moss? Because I look back at his recruiting profile. He signed with Iowa, also visited DePaul, and also on the list was Auburn, East Carolina, and Illinois Chicago.
Now, that was pre-Bruce Pearl Auburn, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind.
Others like Rhode Island, Wyoming, George Washington, and Illinois. It wasn't your Kansases and Oregons that were on that original list.
319-366-1600. What do you think about the latest as far as Isaiah Moss is concerned? Just reading things today, and now, of course, since Kansas is involved, Isaiah Moss has turned into something that's a combination of Ronnie Lester, meets the best shooter in Iowa history. Again, the profile keeps going up and up. If I had to pick one of the four as a favorite, I think it's going to be Arkansas. I think that's where he's going to land as far as his final year is concerned. Can Isaiah Moss fill it up? Absolutely. But keep in mind, Isaiah Moss averaged 9 points a game. Isaiah Moss was taken out of a lot of games late because of poor defense at the end. He's a shooter. He's not really a slasher to the basket. And this happens with Isaiah Moss. It happens with everybody. As you get into that transfer situation, your lore tends to get bigger and bigger. Your game gets better and better. And as soon as Kansas got in there, oh my God, the thing just blew up.
And to hear that Fran McCaffrey didn't give Isaiah Moss an opportunity is just ridiculous. Moss averaged 24 minutes a game. Third on the team last year behind Tyler Cook and just behind Joe Wieskamp. Played more minutes than Luca Garza. Jordan Bohannon also in there. He was fourth on the team in minutes played. So it wasn't like he wasn't on the floor.
No, he was out there. He was out there.
Now, if he averaged 30 minutes a game like Bohannon, would he have averaged 15 points a game? I don't know. You got to remember, he tended to disappear in some games as well.
Love playing the Gophers. I know that.
That's true.
Averaged about 28 a game against Minnesota. But he had the most roller coaster career of any Hawkeye over the past decade. Then one night he would go for 25. The next two nights he'd combine for about 3. And I'm not being disparaging toward Isaiah Moss. I'm just stating the facts that he was a very streaky shooter. A very streaky player. Is he going to help somebody like Arkansas or Oregon or whomever? Yeah, absolutely. The reason Kansas is looking for him, Kansas wouldn't even be sniffing Isaiah Moss if they didn't lose 4 guards this past year, that they didn't think they were going to lose all those guys.
He's not going to average 18 points a game at Kansas.
Can't imagine.
He's not going to.
They still bring in McDonald's All-Americans for Bill Self.
I mean, if they can get 10 or 12 points out of Moss next year, if he does indeed go to Kansas, I think Bill Self would take that. The meteoric rise of Mariel Shayok at Iowa State goes from Virginia to Iowa State.
Very different.
And did what he did was very different.
Very different, because Virginia is a slow-paced, defensive-minded basketball team. I mean, Iowa was a very high-scoring basketball team. So you can see how Mariel Shayok could take advantage of that situation at Iowa State, a system where he can shoot the basketball a lot more. A
couple more texts here, 6779. This transfer, quote-unquote, free agency is BS. Bad for all sports. Matt, the Michigan fan, I knew he would weigh in. I still can't believe
we're sorry for you today. I'm going to miss John Beilein.
I still can't believe we lost the best coach in the Big Ten. Go Blue, even though this one hurts.
It does hurt. It's going to hurt the league as well. 319-366-1600. We're going to play Race to Win before 4 o'clock today. Three of the 15 prizes are off the board. Of course, Milex went early last week. Hertina Stocker Jewelers watch went off. Also, the Hawkeye Convenience Store package went off as well. But we still have the six and general admission passes to the Indianapolis 500 coming to give away. So we'll do that before 4. Also this week, thanks to Brian and everybody over at Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids, we've got a $30 gift card we're going to be giving away all this week with the gym class. Mark, you and I are not eligible, I'm sorry to say.
We'll be talking to Dave Austed at some point here.
And Brian. We'll have Brian and Brian. That'll be fun. Austed's Golf is the area's largest golf apparel and shoe selection, featuring top brands like Titleist, Ping, Callaway, TaylorMade, and more, offering custom club fitting, try it before you buy it, and two hitting bays, and there are a terrific staff on hand to help as well at Austed's Golf, and we'll have a $30 gift certificate for someone to win before 4 o'clock today here on the program.
One more text on Isaiah Moss. David and Hudson says, there were times when you couldn't have Moss on the floor. Defense, turnovers, and poor decision-making.
And then there were times you couldn't take him off the floor.
Yeah.
You wish he'd be in there for 40 minutes, just the way he played. 319-366-1600. Bob Herrig's going to join us live from Bethpage Black, where it's 49 degrees and, as they said earlier today, hammering with rain. This course
supposed to get better as the week goes on.
Supposed to get better. It's first three practice days are going to be miserable, and this course is going to play about 8,000 yards long. And we're going to talk to Bob Herrig about that. But breaking news out of the PGA, one of the favorites is out. Justin Thomas withdrawn because of a wrist injury. So the former PGA champion from 2 years ago at Quail Hollow is out. So take him out of the page. Justin Thomas will not play at the PGA Championship this week.
Scott and Marion says, we're missing the point, Mr. Unash.
Yes.
Like many players that played for Fran, he did not get better or find his game at Iowa. That is due to poor coaching as much as it is on the player. I still struggle to find the player that came to Iowa under Fran and improved.
Nicholas Baer.
Jared Uthoff.
Yeah, I'd say. He was good at Wisconsin, though. I mean, Baer was obviously a former walk-on, but improved tremendously, I thought, in there. And I can see his point. I can see the texter's point. If there is one thing that Iowa probably needs to work on, Fran McCaffrey needs to work on, it's definitely getting guys ready for the pros. But that is far down in his job description.
Did Tyler Cook improve?
Some.
Did Isaiah Moss improve?
Yes.
Has Jordan Bohannon improved?
I believe so.
Jury's still out on Joe Wieskamp.
Yeah.
Has Luca Garza improved?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. 319-366-1600. 325.
Fair enough point, Scott. Okay, find me one in the NBA. That's true.
Is Fran McCaffrey's job to win games at Iowa and get Iowa in the NCAA tournament or to put people in the pros?
Yes.
Both?
That's 1A and 1B, probably.
His first job is to get Iowa wins and to get them in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's secondary to get guys into the NBA. To get guys in the NBA helps with the first part of the... It's a dog chasing its tail, is what it is. You get guys into the NBA, easier to recruit, easier to get in the NCAA tournament. So before you text, I can see the point. I can see the point. All right, 3:26. Going to take a break, come back, and Bob Herrig's going to join us. We'll talk some golf live from Bethpage Black up in New York on Long Island, and we will talk about the 101st edition of the PGA Championship. By the way, you can hear rounds 3 and 4 this weekend at 1 o'clock right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers.
At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex Decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex Decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
Get your game face on because Drive Green Demo Days are back. Come test drive the latest equipment. Attendees who register and are 18 or older will receive coupons for $500 off a 1 through 5 series John Deere tractor, $200 off turf and utility equipment, plus savings on parts and attachments. Drive Green, don't miss it. Some conditions apply. Drive Green event dates vary by participating dealer. Please see your local participating dealer for restrictions and to learn when these offers will expire.
John Deere Drive Green Demo Days at City Tractor, May 16th through the 18th.
It's all fun and games until you hear those dreaded words.
I'm bored.
Yep, school's finally almost out, and now's the time to figure out whether your internet will be ready. For a limited time, get I'm on 80 megabit internet for just $54 a month and lock in this special rate for the next 2 years. We'll throw in a free Wi-Fi router for 3 months so the kids can play and watch in every room of your house. Switch to I'm on's fast, reliable internet service today for streaming and gaming without the whining. Go to imon.net/radio before May 31st to get this great deal. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back at 3:29 on the gym class for a Monday here at KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. We're presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. $30 gift card to Osteds. We'll have that before 4 o'clock, and your next chance to play Race to Win coming up before 4 o'clock today as well. It is the 101st PGA Championship getting ready to tee off. That's coming up. Starting on Thursday at Bethpage Black. And to talk about that and all things golf, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, joining us hopefully indoors somewhere on Long Island, live from Bethpage Black. And it's coming down pretty good today, isn't it, I hear?
Yeah, it was a pretty miserable day. Managed to get out there early this morning when it was just wet and not raining so hard, but as the day wore on, it came down pretty good. It's going to be a wet golf course, that's for sure. I don't see how it dries out much before the weekend. So, you know, that'll be another dynamic to the tournament because they've got some cool temperatures to deal with and a lot of soggy ground.
News of the day, former champion Justin Thomas out. What can you tell us about that, Bob?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Justin Thomas out of the tournament.
Yeah, he just withdrew about 10 minutes ago with a wrist injury.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a shame. I mean, he's had a wrist problem here for a while. He pulled out of Charlotte a few weeks ago. And, you know, for him to decide to pull out today means it must be pretty bad, you know, because he's not giving it even a couple of days to see if he's okay to go. So that's too bad because obviously he's a guy who you think he could win the tournament. And obviously won the PGA just 2 years ago.
You mentioned it's raining. Rain in the forecast, cool temperatures in the forecast for the next couple days as well. It's been a rainy spring. Tell us what Bethpage Black looks like. It is a brutally difficult golf course to begin with, and it's going to play what, about, in your estimation, maybe close to 8,000 yards?
Yeah. I mean, it's 74 and change par 70 to begin with. You know, it's got two monster long par fours. So And then you add in the fact that you're not going to get a whole lot of roll. And now you've got a very, very long playing golf course. But, you know, that also means when it's softer, it, you know, the ball doesn't roll. Bad shots don't roll far away either. You know, shots that might maybe would have rolled through the fairway are going to stay in. Some shots that might not have stayed on greens are going to stay on green. So in that regard, you know, it evens things out a little bit. It actually, I think, allows a few more players to contend. But still, you're going to have to get it out there, and guys are going to have some long approach shots.
Scott and I talked over the weekend about Rory McIlroy's recent woes in the final round of tournaments. Has there been a common denominator?
I don't know that there is anything that's really, you know, something you can point to exactly. You know, he did get it done at the Players Championship, and that was a pretty solid last day to win that tournament. But there have been numerous other opportunities, and you know, going back before that, Mexico Championship, he was in contention. Genesis, Torrey Pines, going back to the Tournament of Champions. You know, he had found himself even in last group a bunch or in contention there and had a lot of high finishes until he finally won the Players. And there he was there at Quail Hollow 2 weeks ago. You know, he was two shots out of the lead going to the final round. It was really never a factor. He didn't make any early birdies. And when he had a great chance, I recall, it was on the seventh hole, a par five, hit the green and two, had a 20-footer for eagle and three-putted. And it's just almost like the balloon popped, you know. It was sort of, that was exasperating for him to not get at least a birdie there. And just sort of strange times with Rory, you know. He could have probably won two or three times this year and instead has one and leaves us wondering a bit as to what's going on.
Rory, certainly one of the favorites. What you mentioned, you believe the wet conditions are going to bring a lot more people into it. Does that include guys that don't bomb it out there, like the Brooks Koepkas and the Dustin Johnsons, et cetera?
Well, those guys certainly still have the advantage. I think Kevin Lenz is always going to serve you the best, or serve you well. You know, I think some players that aren't quite as sharp are allowed to get away with things a little bit because staying out of the rough is important. Be able to keep the ball in the fairway, even if you have a longer shot in. If you hit that tee shot, it was going to run through into the rough, you were going to be worse off. And so I do think it usually opens it up a little bit because there's more chances, I think, to score. I think you'll see some pretty good scoring, actually. Just not great super low, but because the course, first of all, when you have 150-some players, there's always going to be a handful that do well. No, it's not going to flummox everyone. The PGA typically doesn't set it up like a U.S. Open, where, you know, scores are around par are the best. I think there'll be some decent scoring, but I do think that you don't necessarily have to be a long bomber to play well. If you control it well and can putt and chip great, you have all those things working, why not?
John Daly, probably not a contender anymore, but he's been granted granted permission to use a cart. And you know, you remember Casey Martin's situation years ago, but what do you think? Has there been any pushback from other professionals on this ruling?
Yeah, you know, I heard Nick Faldo the other day talking like he didn't think it was right. You know, golf was meant to be a sport where you walk, and, you know, unfortunately, in that case, or unfortunately, there's a precedent, you know, they have to follow the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. And if a guy can prove that he qualifies under those conditions, which, you know, admittedly are quite narrow, you're going to be allowed to use a golf cart. It's happened so few far between that I think that, you know, the Supreme Court ruling that actually allowed Casey Martin to ride a golf cart is very narrow. You know, I was a little surprised that John Daly got it. He must have been able to show them that, you know, his condition is permanent, you know, that it's not like a bad back or sore shoulder or what have you. It's more than that. And, you know, the big difference though is that, you know, was his condition brought on by anything other than, you know, just maybe not taking care of himself properly? You know, Casey Martin's situation was a birth defect. And, you know, there was nothing he could do. And then I think anybody who ever saw him play or watched what he went through knew that the golf cart really wasn't a big advantage. You know, he was starting at a huge disadvantage to begin with. You know, in Daly's case, as you noted, you know, he's in his 50s. He's not really a contender. I just wonder if it were a younger player who was someone who could contend, what the feeling would be. Because it's a new one. You know, Eric Compton was granted the use of a cart 10 years ago when he was returning, not that long after having a heart transplant. Now, you know, obviously that's a very serious deal. And I contend that he could probably still get approval for it. But he made it a point early on that he didn't want to use the cart. You know, he did it through qualifying. He did it at a tournament or two after he tried to qualify for the tour. And then after that, he stopped. And, you know, he has a tough go of it trying to walk 72 holes. But he didn't feel it was right to be, you know, if he couldn't, that was part of it. You know, if he couldn't handle the stress of all that walking, that was on him. And so it's interesting that they allowed this with Daly. You know, there is a vetting process that's pretty, pretty strong, but yet last year, the USGA denied him the use of a cart in the US Senior Open.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that the PGA said yes and the USGA said no.
Very interesting. Being joined by Bob Herrig, live from Bethpage Black on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We've talked 8 or 9 minutes, and we have not mentioned Tiger Woods as of yet. Obviously, Tiger captured the golf world, has not played since he won at Augusta and the Masters of 2019 for number 15. A couple of questions. You saw him earlier on today. I would imagine everything is A-OK and ready to go after the long layoff. My question for Tiger is this. Can he be accurate enough with that driver? That's been a little bit I'm not going to say an Achilles heel, because obviously he's had a good year, but he hasn't driven it probably as straight as he would have liked so far this year, even at Augusta.
Yeah, I think that's always going to be the thing with Tiger. And this is a golf course where you can't hide from it. You know, he's probably going to have to hit a lot of them. Now, you know, on that Sunday at Augusta, you know, when he needed it, he had a great drive on 13, 14, 15, 17, you know. But all it takes is a couple of bad ones, and you're making bogeys here for sure. The seventh hole is 525 par four. It's normally played as a par five here. They make it into a par four for the PGA, and they did so for the U.S. Open. And, you know, if you miss that fairway, you know, you got no chance. You know, you don't have much of a chance even of hitting the fairway if the wind is coming from the wrong direction. So, yeah, I agree. You know, as a driver, you know, now Tiger's driven it a lot better here this year than he did last year. He's hit more fairways. He's improved even from, you know, a few years ago when driving, even in 2012 and 13 when he was playing well, he wasn't driving it great. I think he's driving it better than he did then. But we're not ever talking here like he's going to hit 70-80% of the fairways. And if he misses, if he misses too many, it makes it very, very difficult to compete here. So that's a big factor.
The other thing that I know some of your colleagues are writing about is this is a really physical golf course as far as the walk is concerned. It's up and down, and this is just, you take a normal 18-hole PGA Tour layout and add the nth degree to it. So, you know, they're talking about how's that going to work for some of the older guys.
Yeah, you know, it's a strenuous test, no doubt. But, you know, I don't think there's anything harder than Augusta, you know, in terms of the walk. Augusta is roughly the same length, but just as hilly or more, you know. And when you consider, some of the walks that you have at that course, you know, even walking downhill is no bargain, and 10 and 11 in Augusta, those are some tough downhill walks. And, there's a lot of other hills on the front nine that you have to contend with. So I think that, at least in Tiger's case, I'm not so sure that that's a big factor. But it's a factor nonetheless, just physically for anybody, I think. You know, and for him, you know, if it gets a little chilly and it gets tight, this morning when he played, it was 45 degrees, you know. And now it's not expected to be that cold during the tournament. But even Thursday, teeing off at 8:30 Eastern time or so, it might not be much out of the 60s. And I think that's a factor for him. I think always that is. It's a big difference from a year ago when, of course, at the PGA, the temperature was in the 90s. And while that's a physical challenge too, there's no problem getting loose. And I think warm weather, he's far better off in warm weather than cold.
Bob, this isn't going to make the national radar, but we have two Cedar Rapidians in the field. You know one. The other is a guy named Jeff Schmid, who is one of 20 PGA club professionals who qualified. Do you have a favorite, a club professional story? Have you dived into that much?
Well, you know, way back in the day, the club pros could, there was club pros who competed in the PGA and did quite well. I believe in the early 70s, Tommy Bolt, who at this point would have been like in his 50s, maybe even his early 60s, finished third in the PGA Championship. Now, you know, Tommy Bolt had been a touring pro. But at that point in time, he had a club pro job. And I believe he is credited with the highest finish of a club pro. The job has changed so much, though, in the last few decades where, you know, back then a club pro played a lot of golf. It was part of the job description. You gave lessons, you played with the members, or, you know, you're out now. It's become so much more of a business job, and it's not the case for all of them. And some of these guys have qualified, I'm sure, do play a lot of golf, and they might compete in their section events and such, but they are not working at it like a touring pro. They've got to spend time doing their day jobs, which sometimes involves being behind a desk or, you know, behind the pro shop counter or, you know, what have you. And they might go days on end without playing golf. They might only play once or twice a week, you know. So and then you come to a golf course that's like, you know, it's difficult for the guys who do this every day.
Yeah.
You know, so it's such a hard ask. And I think that just, you know, making the cut becomes such a big achievement. And frankly, getting in is a big achievement. You know, sometimes the tournament catches some grief for having them in. I think it's perfectly legitimate to do it. It's 20 spots. The tournament has no amateurs. It has no other qualifiers. It typically has everybody in the top 100 or close to it in the world. And I think it's a great honor for those guys.
Zach needs a good finish. Certainly, he's had a tough 2019 so far. And hey, cold and wet kind of reminds you of 2007 down at Augusta. So maybe there's a little bit of magic again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even though it puts him at a disadvantage because the course plays longer, you know, it plays longer for everybody. And when he's on, it, you know, he can take advantage of the fact that, hey, you know, guys are going to miss greens. Well, there, you know, here's one of the best wedge players and a pretty good putter. So, but you're right, he's not had a great year. He's had difficulty, you know, putting it together. I mean, there's been a couple times he's been on the fringes of contention and not quite got there. You know, we kind of saw the funny moment at the Masters when he accidentally you know, hit the ball when he was taking a practice swing on the 13th at Augusta. You know, that was a place where it was sort of kind of close, you know, towards the weekend and you know, didn't really do a whole lot. I'm sure he's frustrated and wants to put up some good numbers.
Made the cut in 9 of the last 10 PGAs, but of course those were all in the summertime, so we shall see.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see how this comes down in May. Before I let you go, a couple guys you're looking at that you think might be there Sunday afternoon.
Well, you know, certainly I realize I'm not going out on a limb here, but it's hard to not like Brooks Koepka. You know, the defending champion, I realize it's a different time of year, but a long, hard golf course just seems right up his alley, the way he's able to drive it and with his power game. And, you know, he just finished second at the Masters and was right there with a great chance. You know, he had a good chance to make a putt on 18 and 17 and obviously hit in the water on 12. You know, he was, despite hitting the ball in the water on 12, he had a chance to force a playoff, certainly. And you know, he's probably going to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. You know, Tiger's going to get a lot of attention going in this week. Brooks is a defending champion. It's sort of like last year's U.S. Open when he wasn't getting a lot of attention. And he went out and won it again. I just have a hard time thinking he's not going to be part of this. And he just had a pretty good tournament there in Dallas. So, you know, certainly his game is in good shape. And, you know, beyond that, it's the tournament that's the most wide open. I mean, you typically see more names that nobody's talking about because the field is so wide. You know, it's so deep. You know, there's a lot of guys in this tournament who didn't play in the Masters and they weren't eligible. You know, when you go into the top 100 in the world, you're going to have, 30, 40 guys, 50 guys maybe who didn't play in the Masters who could probably win. You know, I mean, this tournament's always one where, you know, obviously the name guys that we all think of, Justin Rose and Rory and Tiger now and Koepka and, you know, Dustin Johnson and Jason Day. I mean, yeah, you sort of expect them to be up there, but you just don't know where that challenge might come from somebody that nobody's even thinking about.
Well, Bob, stay dry. We'll be reading your stuff at ESPN.com, and should be a great PGA Championship. First one in May, so we'll see how this all plays out this weekend at Bethpage Black. But appreciate you joining us again.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, ESPN.com, joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Call the KGYM studio line now to play Race to Win, 366-1600.
There you go. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. You're going to play Race to Win when we come back.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
If we build it, They will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you'll never pay full price for gas again.
Even if my car horn sounds like this?
Sure.
Even if I always blast techno in my car?
Yeah.
Even if I drive for miles with the turn signal on?
Of course, even then. It's time to save 5 cents per gallon or more on every fill, every day with instant gold status. Visit FuelRewards.com to join now and save today. Active gold status required. See FuelRewards.com/gold for details. At participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons.
Race to Win.
Back with you here at 3:53 to play Race to Win here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We've had 3 of our 15 prizes claimed so far. 12 are still up for grabs. And with that in mind, we bring in our friend Chris from Monticello here today on a Monday. Chris, how are you? Chris, are you there?
Oh, good.
There you are. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good.
Good. You've been following our game. Do you know how this is played?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. You feel confident. You sound confident. So we're going to get right to it here. We got numbers between 1 through 30. Do not pick 7, 14, 15, 17, 18, or 30. Everything else is on the board and ready for your selection.
Okay, let's try 22.
Going to go with number 22. See what... behind there.
A $50 gift card from Analog Vault.
Ah, terrific. $50 gift card from our friends at Analog Vault. What will be the number to match that?
Let's try 10.
Number 10.
A $50 gift card from Analog Vault.
Ooh, there you go. It's as easy as that. Chris?
Yeah. Yes.
Enjoy the $50 gift card, and we'll put you on hold. Kyle will get your information, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris.
There you go. Chris from Monticello is a winner as far as Race to Win is concerned. Guys on the Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, Todd and Alex will be playing that at least once coming up between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock here this evening. Going to take and tell you about what happened now. First day of NCAA regional golf today. Iowa and Iowa State both involved, and, well, let us know. Do you have it up? I have it up. I have it ready to go. Iowa competing down in Austin, Texas, at the University of Texas Golf Club today. 14 teams, top 5 move on after the 3-day tournament, and Iowa has some work to do. The Hawkeyes, after day 1, tied for 9th. They shot an 11 over par 295 today. Was not a good day for Alex Shockey, Big Ten Golfer of the Year, with a 6 over 77 today. And if your number one comes out with a 77, that usually doesn't bode very well.
Benton Weinberg had a good day, I believe.
269 today for Benton Weinberg. So he led the Hawkeyes today. So Iowa right now is 10 shots out of 5th. Clemson is the 5th team right now, and they are at even par. Little bit better news as far as Iowa State is concerned. They are playing in Louisville at the University of Louisville Golf Club. And the Cyclones are seventh after day one. They shot a four over par 288 today. Auburn is the leader there, followed by defending national champion and number one rated Oklahoma State. And then Louisville and Baylor are tied for third. Iowa State is seventh, but they are only two shots out of fifth. And that is West Virginia. So three Big 12 teams in the top seven at Louisville.
Two more rounds for each?
Two more rounds.
Doable.
Doable. Doable coming up. All right, we'll take a break, come back, close up shop. And as we head to break, we're going to give away a $30 gift card to Austed's Golf in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Brian, the entire staff over there at Austed's, just off Collins Road in Cedar Rapids. And we're going to go with caller number six again. Those phone lines are hot at 319-366-1600. Kyle is going to get some more information, and we'll award that gift certificate. Stay tuned. More to come after this. KGYM.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. And now's the time to keep your engine running clean with Seafoam Motor Treatment, only $6.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Congratulations to Rick in Central City. He's going to get a $30 gift card from Austed's Golf, Cedar Rapids. Race to win. They'll play it from 4 until 7, at least once on the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. More Isaiah Moss discussion coming up, I'm sure. More John Beilein talk, I know, will be coming up on their show. John Beilein leaving Michigan. Isaiah Moss down to four teams. No Big Ten teams, no Iowa State.
Our poll, which school would you choose if you were Isaiah Moss? Kansas, Arizona State, Arkansas, or Oregon? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. We'll preview the state track meet tomorrow. Talk some Major League Baseball on Tuesday.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD.